Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I don't have to participate in every stupid-ass Chicago tradition.
If Michael Jordan thought like that, this city would only have 5 championships.
This is Chicago, and this is Chicago's newest side hustle.
I'm getting a little sick and tired of you and my brother taking advantage of my kindness.
When Bashir Salahuddin and Diallo Riddle came on our WGN-TV morning news a few months ago, their show Southside on Comedy Central had not yet premiered. There's an awful lot of potential, awful lot of good feelings about it, but this show has been one of the hits of the television series and just scored a second season renewal. Bashir and Diallo, welcome back. It's nice to talk to you guys.
Hey, how are you? It's good to be back on the phone. How are you doing?
Great to have you here. Congratulations on the renewal. I feel like it's kind of proud of, you know, this pretty much all Chicago production that you know is doing so well, and you know, all of America seems to have taken to it.
Yeah, we're really happy. I think a lot of folk who watch the show who are from Chicago can't believe just how Chicago it is, and I go, wow, like, what's the rest of the country think? Are they getting these jokes? We're really fortunate, you know, we wrote it so that everybody would love it, and in fact, you know, one of my favorite comments online was some guy wrote, you know, I'm from Virginia, I've never been to Chicago, this is my favorite show. I think, you know, with our TV show, because we're so specific about the things that are in Chicago, I think people really do feel like we've let them into a whole new world. And people are excited to look around and have fun with us.
But there's also something very universal, don't you think, about the comedy that you're writing? Even though it's about Chicago, in a sense, it's really about every place.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I was just talking to, you know, somebody who's like a really high, you know, high-level attorney, makes a lot of money. But he also has a couple of side businesses that he's trying to get, you know, launched off the ground. One of my favorite shows on TV is a show called Billions, actually. And one of the main storylines there for the second season was about them trying to start a side project. So I think, you know, to your question, the idea that despite whatever job you have, you kind of want to do something more, you want to get another hustle going, something that maybe you feel more passionate about, I think everybody can relate to that. So on our show, it happens on a blue-collar level, but, you know, luckily people all over the country and in even other countries, I know we're on in Canada, have been like, yeah, we totally understand what it is to feel, you know, to feel stuck and to feel like you want to do something more and you got more to offer the world. And those types of notes have been resonating with everybody.
But also,
I do have a friend. I have a friend in Toronto who just hits us up all the time and is just like, man, I just love this show so much. Like, you know, the Canadians, shout out so to nice. Canada. They're loving Chicago and Canada.
These characters are so rich and funny and dimensional. And really lovable, you know, for all of their dysfunction, very, very lovable that, you know, even the Canadians love, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is really the size of Game of Thrones at this point.
I mean, like, there's so many people involved
on the show, but a lot of these people are based on real people. And that's just the cool part. I think a lot of people were getting a bad idea about what Chicago is all about just because of like the news every day, and like we're just sort of restoring, hey guys, by the way, Chicago's an amazing, amazing city, and that's one of the sweetest things about the success of this show.
Yeah,
well, just really quickly, I was going to also say we did a great job with who we put in front of the camera, and we really wanted our actors, and some of them weren't even actors before. You know, I'm sure folks can tell some of these people are really just regular people who we think are hilarious, but they bring so much to these characters. And so no matter what we wrote in the writer room, once we started shooting, all these talented actors just brought a whole new dimension. And I think that's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the other things that I really like is how many jobs you are creating in Chicago.
I really feel the same way.
You know, it's really the actors, it's production people, it's technicians, it's caterers. I mean, there is a lot of work that is coming out of a successful television show that comes out of Chicago, and mostly it's CineSpace, right, on the Near West Side?
Yeah. You know, CineSpace is really, it's really the center for a lot of Chicago television production, which we, you know, began to learn as we shot. And I'm so happy that that's all sort of set up and in place before our show started. You know, they really made so much, you know, so many things easier. It's right there in the near west side. It's right near downtown. It's near a lot of freeways. Everybody can get there. So, you know, they've been a huge help for us. You know, and also I think along with the regular jobs that we're doing, you know, one of our actors, Sultan, plays the main character, Simon. He has a foundation where he's even trying to get more, you know, kids from the inner city who have no idea what it means to be a gaffer or a grip or, you know, a cinematographer, to kind of get their, you know, their feet wet, kind of learn some of these jobs.
Bring them to set and let them see all the behind the camera jobs that are available to them. Because, you know, a lot of times as a kid you watch TV, you're like, oh, I like this. Let me go off and be an actor. Like, we're telling them that there's so many different kinds of jobs happening behind the camera that, let's be honest, are even, they're more stable employment than jumping in front of
Seriously.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know that the, you know, the brothers that own CineSpace, they've created programs, very similar programs as well, where they bring in people from the community. And they've got, I think it's called Stage 18 there, if I remember, where it's pretty much a classroom, you know, for people to learn how the business and all of the aspects of the business. So there's nothing but good things that are going on over there. And so many of the great, you know, TV shows that we see on network TV are all coming from there. And we just couldn't be happier for Southside that's doing so well. What's the status right now? I know you got renewed.
We got renewed. We're celebrating. We're partying. We're also about to hopefully get our writer room. we're celebrating responsibly. We're going to get the writer room back up. You know, I think, you know, we really didn't celebrate that much, you know, when we got the first season, because you're still sort of introducing people to the show. We were so excited, but we really were like, we really want, you know, Chicago and America to really embrace the show. And I think with the second season order, now it's sort of more official that, yeah, the show has been embraced. People love it. You know, we read all the comments online. Chicago is really loving the show. They're really seeing themselves. I love when people see, you know, that they know somebody, like, oh, my God, that's my cousin. That's my friend, you know, whatever that stuff is. You know, it just makes us feel like, yep, that's what we wanted to do. We really wanted this to be something for everybody. So,
And I got to say, we're reading all the comments, and people really got to clean up their language. I mean, like, it's all positive, but it's just...
Come on, you know that makes it more entertaining when...
It does, it really does.
Flowery language on social media.
We can't wait to get back to the city just to shoot again, you know? Like, we won't be shooting until sometime next year, but trust me, it's going to be so exciting to just be shooting, you know, with everybody, you know, in the South Side and all over the city.
I wondered.
And I would also just say that, you know, for those of you who are fans of the show or new to the show, the people you love, the people who are making you laugh and smile... the producers of the show love them, too. We're going to have a lot of folks back, so you'll see some of your favorites season two.
I wondered if, you know, you're feeling a little more pressure now that the show is a hit. Everybody's watching your show now. You know, everyone's got the eye on it. I'm sure all the Comedy Central people are, you know, have got their eye on it. Does that make it a little more difficult?
You know, I think we felt a tremendous responsibility. I can tell you a really quick story. When we were shooting, before the pilot, we shot this sort of like sizzle reel. And what that is we really took the three producers and some of the actors who ended up on the show, and we just went around the South Side and we just shot stuff that we thought was funny in order to give the network a taste of what we were trying to do. There was actually a couple people we ran into when we were shooting. This one cop stopped us, and he was basically like, you know what, I don't know if that's a good idea in this particular neighborhood, because, you know, I guess he had just seen something that had been challenges for him. And for us, we were like, oh, he's right. You know, there are some parts of the city that we really, you know, we do have to be aware of and beware that they have more difficulty than other parts.
Right.
And nobody knew what we were doing, right? So there's nobody who even knew, oh, this is a show. And I would say we had so much pressure on us then because nobody knew what we were doing, and we essentially were like, you know, this weird, you know, singular entity that had this idea and nobody knew what the hell we were talking about. Now that everybody's seen it,
right,
I'm so excited, like Diallo said, to get back out there and shoot, because now everybody knows what we're doing. You know, everybody's aware of what's going on. And so they go, oh, these are the guys that are really showing the funny side of the city. And I think the support has been incredible.
Well, you guys, I couldn't be happier for you with your second season renewal. Can't wait till you get back to town. We want to have you back on the WGN TV Morning News as well. I want to come on your set sometime and
absolutely.
Show people what it's like behind the scenes.
Done deal, my friend. Done deal.
Making of this show.
Well, we want to give WGN an exclusive for season two. Definitely want to have them on set while we're shooting. I mean, we really want Chicago to feel like this is their show. So, you know, WGN, when I was growing up, I mean, that's where I watched Bozo. And, you know, that was just like, for me, that was where I watched, you know, the Cubs when they were playing. Like, WGN was like the heartbeat of the city. So we couldn't be happier to deepen that relationship.
I'm seeing a Bozo cameo coming on Southside for season two.
You know, maybe one of our characters becomes the new Bozo season two. That would be hilarious. Got to bring that back.
I love it. Bashir and Diallo, Bashir Salahuddin and Diallo Riddle, the creators and executive producers and actors on Southside, that's on Comedy Central. It's great to talk to you guys again. Have a great weekend, and we look forward to seeing
you
guys soon.
Thank you so much, guys. And next week's episode is Super Duper Chicago. So please tune in next Wednesday night at 9:30.
That sounds good. Thanks, guys, very much.